Life often feels like a chaotic whirlwind. Deadlines looming, relationships demanding attention, health concerns nagging. What if there was a way to navigate this full catastrophe with grace? In 1979, John Kabat-Zinn pioneered a revolutionary approach at the University of Massachusetts Medical Center that would transform millions of lives worldwide. His mindfulness-based stress reduction, MBSR program, offered a radical proposition. The way we relate to our experiences matters more than the experiences themselves. The practice is deceptively simple: paying attention, on purpose, in the present moment, without judgment. Yet its effects are profound. Research shows mindfulness can influence aging at the cellular level, reduce inflammation, strengthen immune function, and even reshape our brains. But beyond the science lies something more fundamental: a pathway to reclaiming our lives from automatic pilot and discovering peace within life's inevitable storms. Like a garden needing fertile soil to grow, mindfulness requires 7 essential attitudes. Non-judging helps us observe our constant mental evaluations without getting entangled. Patience honors natural timing rather than forcing outcomes. Beginner's mind allows us to see everything fresh, unburdened by preconceptions. Trust guides us to honor our intuition rather than seeking external validation. Non-striving acknowledges that meditation's paradox is simply being yourself. Acceptance means seeing present reality clearly, while letting go releases our tendency to cling to some experiences while rejecting others. These attitudes aren't techniques to master, but qualities to embody. Combined with commitment and intentionality, they create a foundation that maintains stability through life's inevitable challenges. Breathing represents a constant exchange with the world that we rarely notice until disrupted. In mindfulness practice, breath becomes our anchor. Take Greg, a firefighter who developed panic attacks after a smoke incident. Through 2 weeks of mindfulness breathing practice, he overcame his fear and returned to duty, transforming his relationship with breath from enemy to ally. The simplest entry to mindfulness is observing breath without controlling it. Focusing on belly breathing rather than chest or nostrils connects us to a calmer bodily region away from mental activity. Like diving beneath choppy waves to find still waters, belly breathing provides stability during emotional turbulence. We constantly dwell in doing, rarely connecting with being. Sitting meditation offers refuge from this momentum, creating space to remember who we are. Unlike most activities, meditation emphasizes being present rather than reaching a destination. It involves making time for non-doing while maintaining an alert yet relaxed posture. During meditation, your mind will wander and discomfort will arise. Instead of immediately shifting position, practice involves staying with these sensations and welcoming them as part of the present moment. This reveals a key insight: you are not your thoughts. The goal isn't to stop thinking, but to observe thoughts without becoming consumed by them. We live in a paradox, obsessed with bodily appearance while disconnected from our actual physical experience. Many feel alienated from their bodies, especially with aging. Yet this relationship can only improve by shifting from judgment to direct experience of our physical form. The body scan meditation guides attention systematically through each region, inhabiting and breathing with each area before moving on. As tension releases, you can visualize exhaustion flowing out with each exhale while drawing in fresh energy. Common initial challenges, difficulty feeling certain areas, pain sensitivity, or drowsiness aren't obstacles, but valuable insights about your mind-body connection when met with acceptance. For areas of chronic pain, you can either maintain the sequential scan despite distractions or focus directly on the pain itself, breathing with it. Either way, observe how sensations shift moment to moment. This practice gradually restores mind-body integration, allowing us to experience our fundamental wholeness regardless of physical condition. Unlike conventional exercise focused on progress, mindful yoga embraces a non-striving attitude similar to meditation. We accept our body's current state, working at our limits with awareness and breath, transforming exercise into meditation that's accessible regardless of physical capacity. When mindfully exploring our physical boundaries, we find they aren't fixed but gradually expand. While athletes use this principle for performance, in mindfulness, we simply observe what's possible without forcing. For those with health issues, this gentle approach is vital, as temporary rest can sometimes evolve into prolonged inactivity. Yoga's distinctive feature is its energizing effect. Even a breath practice can rejuvenate completely. This occurs because mindful movement integrates body and mind in the present moment rather than dispersing energy through scattered attention. Through this practice, we develop strength, balance, and flexibility in both physical and mental domains. Jackie's experience showed how mindfulness can transform ordinary moments into profound discoveries. When unexpectedly alone one night, she chose to stay with her discomfort rather than immediately calling a friend. By maintaining the being mode from her meditation practice, she discovered unexpected joy in solitude, revealing that all her time is truly her own when she's fully present. The fundamental challenge of mindfulness is realizing that this is it, right now is our life, not some future perfect moment. By bringing moment-to-moment attention to routine tasks like washing dishes or grocery shopping, these activities become more vivid and meaningful. With regular practice, mindfulness naturally flows from formal sessions into daily life. George, who requires constant oxygen for chronic lung disease, demonstrates this principle. Through mindful breathing, he's learned to manage his shortness of breath and navigate daily activities. Rather than surrendering to his condition, he remains engaged with life by bringing awareness to each breath, showing how mindfulness transforms our relationship with circumstances through present moment awareness. When you bring mindfulness to a stressful moment, you create a crucial pause that transforms your relationship to the situation. Instead of reacting automatically or suppressing feelings, you can acknowledge threatening emotions while recognizing them as temporary experiences, not demands for immediate action. The breath serves as your anchor during stress. Even one or two mindful breaths can reconnect you with calmness and awareness, helping you notice physical tension and emotional states. This pause creates space to perceive the fuller context of challenging situations and maintain balance. Research validates these benefits. Studies show meditators recover faster from stress than non-meditators. The Shamatha Project found intensive meditation increased anti-aging enzyme telomerase by 30% while reducing stress reactivity. Each difficult situation requires conscious awareness rather than automatic reaction. This is mindfulness's greatest gift, not freedom from life's difficulties, but freedom within them. By cultivating present moment awareness, we can access an inner spaciousness that allows us to respond with wisdom rather than react from fear. In this space lies the possibility of genuine flourishing in each precious moment.